You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun.
If you've been listening and thinking, damn, I want to see what they're really like off the mic, well, good news.
You can. All of our adult content, virginity videos, group plays, solo, the wild stuff is available now on Fansly for just $100. One price, all access, no pay-per-view, no guessing.
Or if you're more of a toe dipper, you can subscribe to our OnlyFans and buy videos a la carte. Start slow, explore what turns you on, and go from there.
And if you're trying to introduce your partner to the lifestyle but don't know where to start, we've got you. Message us for personal advice. We'll even recommend the perfect first video to watch together.
Just head to virginitysnatchers.com or find me, Stephanie Klass, on all the spicy sites.
And yeah, I've got a page too if you're just looking to see my massive cock. You're not alone.
No judgment. Go enjoy it. You're welcome.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx. Welcome back. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I hope you guys haven't forgotten about us. We've been very mindful on what we're about to push out. We've been trying our best to make sure that we're not just pushing content out just to push content out. We don't want to just preach and teach what everybody else is teaching. We want to make sure that everything we do here on this podcast has purpose, whether it be us telling a story that's actually happened or giving advice or talking to an expert. I don't want to just get to the point to where I'm talking at you guys for no reason whatsoever. So during this break, Stephanie and I have been working still. It has not just been us, you know, forgetting that we have a podcast. We've been putting a lot of effort into making sure that this brand that we are building is going to be attracting the right kind of audience and helping the right kind of people. So we wrote this book. It's a super easy read. It takes you maybe 30, 45 minutes. It is called The Awkward Couple's Guide to Getting Weird. If you've listened to the podcast, you may hear a story or two from here, but you have not heard these lessons before. These are the exact lessons that really, I guess, communication skills, we should call them, that took Stephanie from being the prude church girl to the porn star that is sitting here.
Yeah, these are all real lessons that we use in our everyday real life to communicate and to strengthen our relationship.
These are things that we didn't think people really cared that much to hear about until we started doing some webinars and stuff on SDC and realizing that not everybody has this figured out. Surprise.
Right.
We were the same way. And for us, a lot of the same feedback we're getting from people is the stuff that we used to feel in the beginning. Like, how are people going to feel about me? What are your kids going to think? What are the neighbors going to think? What are your family going to think?
How do you navigate, you know, your relationship all while still trying to keep it spicy, maybe with other people?
Yeah. How do you bring up a really weird situation? Like, hey, babe, how do you feel about fucking virgins? Right. You know, how do you bring that kind of conversation up? That's all in this book. It's $12.99 on Amazon, or you can read it on Kindle for a limited amount of time. I might take it off Kindle here soon. But for $12.99, you can get the paperback version. That's what we'd prefer you to go get. I promise you, there's going to be a lot of information in here that you will be able to take away from you. Now, we're back today to talk to everybody.
Back up there. So everybody can see it still.
We're back today to talk about our experience recently at the clothing optional beaches. Because we realized on TikTok that that's something that a lot of people are super interested in, but have never had the opportunity to actually go visit.
Because maybe there's not one near them, or they've always been too afraid, or can't bring it up to their spouse, or you name it. We've kind of seen it in the last week or so.
It's crazy how many people are concerned about their own self-image, and that's why they wouldn't go. And I think that's the number one thing to take away from anything that we talk about here, is that nobody cares about your self-image more than you do.
Right.
You are the only one that is concerned about the way that you look, especially going to a clothing optional or nude beach.
Right.
You know, people are there to enjoy themselves in nature. They're not there to stare at you. Now, obviously, there's some looking going on. Like,
right.
If you're going to walk past me with a great rack, I'm going to politely look at it through my sunglasses. I'm not going to make it obvious.
Right.
But I'm going to take a gander. You know, right. That's part of why it's there.
But people just like being in that environment. And I think that's the biggest thing, is like, if you have ever wanted to go and you're too afraid, I just say, just do it, because
you have to rip it off like a Band-Aid. Right. And just try it. You're not going to believe what we're telling you until you actually do it. But we're going to tell you a lot of stuff today. And we're going to kind of go into the three main ones here on the East Coast of Florida that we visited, and tell you our thoughts on them, our reviews, our experiences, good and bad, for each one.
Right.
So our favorite one, I think we've decided, is Playa Linda.
Yes, in Cape Canaveral Seashore, National Seashore.
It's the easiest one for us to get to, and it can be a little crowded, but it's not as crowded as like Haulover.
Yeah, down in Miami.
It's easier to get to than Blind Creek.
Well, yeah, I think so. But like, I think it depends. We went at a weird time for Blind Creek, so we'll get into that.
So for
Playa Linda,
it's parking lot 13.
They have signs. You can't miss it. And if you do, then you just weren't looking for them.
But apparently it does. And you can tell when you go on the beach, it spreads. The nude sunbathing spreads all probably through to lot 11. If you're going there just to, you know, check out the beach, just keep in mind that you're going to want to stay before 11, or else you're going to see some nude sunbathers. There were a lot of couples when we went there this last time, but the first few times that we went there, it was a lot of single dudes. So keep that in mind, that it's not going to just be a swinger situation or anything like that. This is just people going out and just enjoying themselves being naked.
Right. Like, they may not be swingers. They might just be nudists. They just might be, you know, just wanting to try something for the first time. But there's all sorts of walks of life there. And, you know, it's...
I will say, make sure that you bring sunscreen.
Yes.
And make sure that you bring bug spray.
Bug spray, yes.
And at least in Playa Linda and Blind Creek, the bug spray was necessary. Not as much in Haulover, but Playa Linda, when you go there, you got to keep in mind, this is a national park.
Right.
So it has a nature preserve with it. It's got a bunch of marshland, or whatever you want to call it, kind of mixed in right alongside of the seashore. So that inherently brings in mosquitoes, right, and sand gnats, all that kind of stuff that is not fun to deal with, especially as you're leaving the parking lot and going to find your spot on the nude beach. The bugs are terrible.
I will say that there is, like, there's a restroom there. I wouldn't say it's like the best restroom to use, but there's one restroom there.
It is a glorified porta potty.
Right. And you do have to be clothed to get to the restroom. So you would have to get dressed, walk across the like little road, and then go to the restroom, and then go back to the beach. So that's the only thing that I would say is like...
Or you can just do what most of the other people do, which is go waist deep and then take a piss in the ocean.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if somebody is looking for that, that is the one thing I will say. But Playa Linda is awesome because you can, like, if there are rocket launches going on too, like, pretty cool.
Yeah, and you're left alone for the most part. People aren't going to, you know, necessarily come up to you, talk to you, bother you. I will say this, if you're a first timer and you're thinking, oh, how do I get there, or how do I get to the point of taking my clothes off? Keep in mind, on your way from the parking lot to the nude beach, you're going to be clothed. You're not going to take your clothes off until you get to your spot on the beach.
Right.
That is the typical etiquette, is once you set up your stuff, then you can get unclothed.
Right.
And you can walk the beach. You're able to walk up and down the beach naked and stuff like that. But going from the parking lot to the beach, you cannot be naked there. You need to be clothed.
Obviously, vice versa. Going back to your car, you've got to be clothed.
And keep in mind, there's no sexual activity allowed during these nude beaches. There is a separation. And that can be kind of hard for a lot of swingers to understand, the separation between nudity and swinging, especially when you go to places like Hedo. For a while, for me, it was like, nudity is synonymous with having sex in public.
Right.
And you have to break off of that idea, because we have seen children at Playa Linda with their family.
Right.
This is really more of a naturist experience than it is any sort of sexual swinger experience.
Right.
It's a great way to get comfortable before going to places like Hedo and stuff like that. That way you kind of know what it's like. You can kind of make sure that you're
how you feel, you know, comfortable and
whatever. And that your sunburn is correctly calipered, you know, you make sure the sunscreen and all that kind of stuff. You do a little test run, make sure you got it all locked in before you spend a whole week naked somewhere.
Right.
Because I'll tell you, you will get burned quickly if you don't take care of things. What's the best sunscreen to use for down there? I don't use spray sunscreen, by the way, y'all. I use this. My favorite one is Vacation 50 SPF mineral sunscreen. It rubs in really well. It has kept things from getting too burned down there. I spray sunscreen every 45 to 60 minutes when I'm there, because I'm a white dude. I get burned easily. Meanwhile, she's over there just splayed out naked, just soaking in all the sun, as are most people that are there. But you do need to take care of yourself. You don't understand quite how burned you can get.
The intensity that it can come, especially like Florida, it's hot, it's bright. Like, and then the farther south you go, the worse it's going to get. So what's the next one?
The next one, so Blind Creek.
We just went there for the first time.
That was an experience, y'all.
And I don't know if it's normally like this, because I know people that have gone to it have loved it. We went yesterday, and as we're driving there, we drove quite a bit of time to get there. We show up, and it says, lot closed. We're like, uh-oh. So we drive to the next one, lot closed, under construction. We're like, uh-oh. So we drive down the road a little bit and turn around. We'd seen a couple cars.
We saw a little jut off with people
like
parked.
A couple cars.
And you could tell there was a gate that you couldn't keep driving, but you could see a footpath. And you could tell it was headed towards the ocean.
Right.
So my thought is, okay, well, the people are just parking here. They're walking through the woods.
They can't get to the normal spot.
Yeah, they're walking through the woods to get to the beach. And that's fine. So we were like, well, we'll just do that. But I did have the idea before we just wandered. Let's go scope it out first before bringing our chairs, our umbrella, our bag, because there's a lot of stuff
to
haul.
A lot of stuff.
Let's go make sure that this is the right path, make sure that we can see the beach before taking all this stuff. And thank God we did. We got probably 200 feet into the woods, and all of a sudden...
Well, it started pretty quickly.
Well, yeah, but really, it just started compounding the mosquitoes. It started out with just a few, and then by the time we got to the furthest point that we made it into the woods, it was like...
Well, there was also spiders.
Huge spiders. But it was just like mosquitoes all over, and I'll put a video up on the podcast along with it so you can see how many were on Steph's leg. But at one point, it was like, we got to run. And we just ran.
We were like, do we turn around or do we push, you know, like, do we push forward and keep going or do we turn around? And I was like,
I'd already ran into like several spider webs.
Right. I was like, run. So we just hauled ass back to the car, like full sprint as fast as we could. And these mosquitoes were like on us like crazy. And then we got to the car and we're like, okay, well, now what? We can't just stand out here. So we quickly opened the door and shook off what we could, and I swear to God, we still probably had like hundreds in our car with us. I'm sure they're still in the car.
It was bad. It was real bad. It was like almost like yellow jackets, how they descended. I've never had mosquitoes just attack me like that.
Well, you got to think it's probably not an area that is trafficked right now. We were just walking into there.
So if I end up with like Zika or something like that, this is definitely the moment that it happened.
Maybe this will be your superpower now.
I don't want any superpower that's going to come from a mosquito.
But... So we were like, okay, well, now what do we do? Like, the lot's closed, and obviously this little, like, walk to there is not...
Well, my first thought when we left was like, okay, well, I'm not going to give up. We're not just going to drive back.
Because that was a long drive.
It was a long drive. I was like, we'll go to a Walmart, we'll get bug spray, and then we'll try the walk again. So before we did that, though, we saw there was a sign on...
Well, there was another parking lot. It was a bigger part, huge compared to... where we just were, and there was a bunch of cars there, and we were like, and then you saw there was a sign. It said
no nude sunbathing here. So I was like, let's go take
south is where you
which
go,
is where
which
we
is
were
where we were and we were like, well, dang. Like, so we stopped. We were like, well, let's just.
We'll figure we'll at least take a picture next to the no nude beach sign.
Right. We're walking up.
We saw a couple.
Yep.
And they, if they end up listening to this at some point or hearing it.
Which, like, who knows? Like, we really didn't have much of an interaction.
Yeah, but they looked like swingers to us. So I was like, they're going to know the answer. I was like, do you guys know how to get to the beach from here? They're like, well,
you said you know how to get to Blind Creek Beach from here, didn't you?
Do you know how to get to the beach access from here?
Right.
And they go, well, you know it's a nude beach, right?
We're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a problem. They're like, oh, yeah. You just go this way. They're like, you're going to want some bug spray, though. And we saw they had bug spray, and they offered it to us. We're like, thank you.
Kind people.
Yes, please. And we sprayed ourselves down with bug spray because we weren't going to deal with that crap again.
And then we asked them, we said something like, well, the other place was closed. They're like, oh, this is what it is for right now while I guess they're doing construction. And we're like, oh, well, the sign says no nudity. And they said, you're good to go right now. Like, this is the spot. This is where everybody's going to be. They told us kind of where to head towards. They said, don't go one way. You got to go the other way. And so they're like, you know, see you out there. And so we got all our stuff and walked on out.
I will say the spiders there, too. They were higher up, so they weren't like webs that we had to walk through. But, like, just don't look up.
Yeah.
If you have arachnophobia whatsoever.
Fear of spiders, look up.
Those spiders were so intense.
You know, it was one of those like intrusive thoughts where I was like, what if they just fell on us?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to know. I was like, I'm just going to stop looking and I'm just going to keep my head down and I'm just going to walk to the beach. Because once you get past those trees, you're good to go.
Right. So there's a big dune at Blind Creek that you kind of walk over. And once you walk over the dune, that's where you can kind of start to see the nude sunbathers. And the second we crested that dune, we could see them.
So there they were.
So we kind of followed the couple that had given us the bug spray because we didn't want to be like right next to them and like invade their space or like ruin their day.
But they seemed to kind of know the vibe. They said this was their favorite place to go. So we were like, you know, maybe we'll just kind of like follow suit on what they do. And so not that we were afraid or, you know, whatever.
We were probably like 50 yards from them still. Right. But we ended up finding a spot next to this one older dude who started talking to himself and his chair to like face us.
As we were trying to
get undressed. So we decided, you know, I don't mind you staring. Obviously, it's our job, but there's like...
It just felt
very awkward.
It was like he saw us setting up, and then it was like he knew when we were like just about done, and that's when he turned his chair. It was like right as we were about to get undressed, and I was like... So we just did it because we were like, whatever, and then he just kept staring. And I'm like, I get it, but it just kind of felt weird.
It definitely did. So
I was like, hey, let's just move a little bit. And if for whatever reason, if someone says anything, like he got up and went out into the ocean, he had music on. And I don't mind. Like, I don't love listening to music on the beach, but like, because I'm there to listen to the ocean. But like, if you want to listen to music, that's great. But like, when you go to the ocean, turn your music off.
Like, yeah, he left his music on. So we were like stuck listening to whatever tunes.
It was Miley Cyrus, which like, I thought was hilarious. Like, it was literally a Miley Cyrus song. And I'm like,
dude's 70 plus.
And I was like, I don't mind Miley, but again, I want to listen to the ocean. So we just kind of scooched down a little bit away just enough so that we couldn't hear his music. And maybe he can't stare as much. So
Blind Creek is definitely a lot less crowded than Playa Linda. Yes. And significantly less crowded.
Because we went on a Monday to Playa Linda. So like a very odd day. And we went to Blind Creek on a Thursday. So like, again, it wasn't like a weekend time. And I mean, they both had like crowds. Like, I wouldn't say it was like,
you could see there's naked people for sure. You weren't yourself.
Yeah. We weren't the only ones on the beach, but like it was a little more crowded at Playa Linda versus Blind Creek. But the only thing, and I don't know, maybe it was just because I know our beach smells from time to time, but it smelled yesterday when we were at Blind Creek Beach. Like, there was a lot of seaweed going on.
But that's just the time of the year.
I know, it's the time of the year. Like, it was kind of an aroma that was there the entire time.
And again, you're really close to the dunes and stuff like that, so there's so many bugs. If you don't have bug spray at Blind Creek, just bring it. That's almost equally important to sunscreen,
right,
for this location in particular. Now, the overall vibe of it, like the water was really blue.
Dolphins.
We saw dolphins and stuff.
Some sea glass.
There was more single men at Blind Creek than there was at Playa Linda. But they, for the most part, they left them alone. Now, we did notice like this, that one couple that we had kind of, they gave us the bug spray.
Yeah, the bug spray.
You know, she was laying out kind of like with her legs open. And we noticed this one guy kept walking by and like, it turning was his so head, obvious. Staring like at our crotch.
But, like, and he wasn't even wearing sunglasses. Like, bro, just wear sunglasses.
So those kind of situations are always going to be unnerving, and you just got to understand that, you know, how to handle them. Like, if it was me, I probably would have said something to him. Just like, it's uncomfortable to walk that close and just stare. Like, I realize that we're out in public and stuff, but like, he went out of his way to get kind of close to, like, in front of her.
Close. Like, it was probably from like here to our bed, like the end of our bed. If you can see that, I'm not sure if you can see that right now, but like, it's not that far. And like, and he did the like neck crane to like get a look, and you're like, it's just a little much. So like, as he, like, I wasn't sitting there, you know, completely legs open, but I had him like gaped a little bit. So when he walked by, I just closed mine up, because I'm not trying to have him.
It just felt weird.
It just was weird. So, I mean, and I realized that those things happen there because, like, they happen at Hito.
There's times to show off. At Hito, though, you would just leave your legs open, like, hey, look at it if you want to look at it.
Right.
You know, but this is a different vibe. We're not here to get people turned on and stuff like that. We're here to relax and be to ourselves. If we wanted to, you know, have a party down at the beach,
or like, you know, try to invite people in to have fun or whatever,
different.
Like, yeah, it's different, but you can't do that kind of stuff there. There's nothing sexual allowed at these beaches. So it's just, it just felt weird.
No, it does make it really hard. We used to love taking nude photos on the beaches, and recently a lot of our paid platforms have come out with new rules saying you can't do public nudity. And even though it's legal there, there's a gray area. So we've been getting flags and stuff. So it's harder for us to share them. So if that is something you are interested in, we may have to start a different, like, little private groups where we can share those kind of things. But we'll see.
We'll see how hard it goes.
Exactly.
So the other one.
Oh yeah, Haulover.
Haulover. So we haven't made it there recently, but
it's been a couple of years. But that one was a bit of an adventure as well.
Gosh.
So they tell you when you're going down there, there's a certain color
lifeguard stand.
I feel like it was pink.
I think it was pink.
But I don't fully remember, so don't quote me on it.
Yeah, so don't come for us.
As I was reading online, it was like, you got to go find the place with the pink lifeguard stands. That's where you can get nude at.
They don't, like, have full signs. Like, Playa Linda has signs. You may encounter nude sunbathers at Lot 13. Blind Creek says, you are allowed to get naked between these stretches of the beach. Like, Haulover,
they didn't have signs where we were. There are signs closer to it, I believe. Okay. But where we had started, where the main first parking lot was, I think it was near like a dog park.
It was like the very end of the parking lot. Like, we went to the very end and we're like, oh, we'll find it. And so we tried asking someone and they're like, oh, it's there.
They tried to talk us into renting a bike from them to get there.
Probably should have,
but we didn't understand. He was like, it's just a little bit down that way. So we were
like,
okay.
Do you want to rent a bike? And we're like, no, we'll be all right, we'll walk. And he was like, okay.
So
I remember it was like a hot dog stand right there too, right? Like, it was a hot dog stand and a bike stand, and it was near the dog park in Haulover. And this was November in Florida. So, like, if you're familiar, it can get hot. And so we started our journey and we're like, every lifeguard stand we come up, we're like, is it? No. Okay, keep walking. I swear we walked like an hour.
It took forever. We were hot. We were sweaty.
I was getting cranky.
And then by the time we got there, we realized that we were looking for something different, right? So when you go to Playa Linda or you go to Blind Creek, it's kind of like more secluded.
Right.
Whereas you go to Haulover, it's literally just like a fenced off part of the beach.
No, it's just rope. Like, it's like that, like, it's like a roped off area. And then it's like the orange, like, I don't know what that is. Not lattice, but like, it's like construction.
I'd hope they changed that. That looked temporary at the time.
Oh,
but
maybe.
Yeah, it was a barrier. There was some sort of barrier to basically say, hey, this is
very basic. And
this is the spot that you can be naked at.
It was like this little walkway through, but like, it wasn't like there was massive walls. It was like, you can see through it. So if you're on either side of the roped off area, you can just look without.
Well, there's like tall buildings nearby and stuff like that. Right. Like, I'm not sure if they were hotels or what, but I just remember thinking, damn, that would be cool to like be up there.
That's
and like
a good view.
Get some binoculars, right, and just go. It's not creepy at all, but really, I mean, if you're if you're there, that's, you know, kind of what you're looking for.
Right.
Now, that one does have more of a party vibe for sure, and it's kind of had like its own sections. Like, you could tell there was a section where it was just mainly men, and then there was a section
families.
With pineapple people. There were some families that we saw there,
mm-hmm.
and it's all in this kind of small beach area. So that one is actually rated the best nude beach in the country because of its accessibility, because it's easy to find, because the laws are very open and clear. So the laws in Canaveral and in Blind Creek are just kind of vague. They're like, you're not really allowed to, but you're not going to get in trouble for it.
Right. Like at Blind Creek, they're like, oh, the sheriff will come down every once in a while and just be like, you know, you're not supposed to, but I'll look the other way.
Whereas at Hallover, it is completely legal, so you don't have to worry about it. Mind you, you're not doing anything sexual still.
Right.
There's no sexuality there.
Is that because of the different counties? Or is it just Miami just kind of got a loop, like a workaround?
I don't have that answer. Maybe somebody else does, but
I'm just curious.
It's in their like actual laws, like that you can be naked there. I know at Playa Linda, that's part of a national park. Right. And in the national parks, you can technically be nude.
All national parks?
Yeah, there's a loophole.
Interesting.
That it over. There's something weird about it. I looked it up at one point because that's why when we used to get naked to go on our hikes in a non-nudist place, I was like, well, I got to make sure that like if you do get caught, you're not going to get like put in jail for it. And it was like at national parks, there's no official rule against nudity. So don't quote me on that. I'm not a lawyer. Don't be like, hey, officer, I listened to this podcast and it said it was fine. I could be naked here. I don't think I have that authority.
But other than like that, we weren't at Hallover for very long because by the time we got there, I was hot. I was exhausted. I get hangry very easily. We'd walked a very long way. So I got hungry. And he was like, well, we're going to have to walk all the way back. And I don't want to come back. He's like, do you want to come back? And I was like, well, we could. Like, now that we know where we're going, like, we could, like, drop a pin in our, like, map. That way, like, we know where to go next time. And we ended up deciding, because we, at the time, we were staying, you know, somewhere somewhat close by. So we're like, let's just go back to the hotel. So instead of walking back, we called an Uber.
To take us back to our car.
Because I was like, I'm not walking again. That was too far and I'm too hungry. And then we ended up going to a pizza place. And
That was it.
That was our experience at Hallover. So like, I'd love to be able to go again. We talked about going this, you know, this time, like, while we have a break, but it's just too far. It's like,
it's not worth it to me. Like, nudity is great. And if I could get there easier, I would probably go more often. But like, if I'm going to make that drive, I'd rather go to a place that I can be nude and fuck you at the same time.
Right.
And few and far between, obviously. But to me, it's more of a fun vibe to be able to do that kind of stuff.
And like, maybe if we had like friends that could come with us and like, you know, just kind of like take it slow, like as far as like getting down there and like,
yeah,
you know, like it's not really like a quick day trip drive for us. Like the others, like Blind Creek and Playa Linda, we can get there pretty easily, like make it a day trip and not feel
leave
like
in the good. Morning, be back by the early afternoon.
Right. And, you know, not feel like we've wasted our entire day. So
can't necessarily do that with Hallover.
No.
Now, if you're thinking about going to a nude beach, we'd love to hear from you guys. Make sure that you go to our TikTok and check out some of the content that we have about it. Awkward Reviews and Stephanie Class. We've both been posting all kinds of stuff about our adventures the nude beach.
I know there's another one, but we haven't gotten a chance to make it to that one either.
We have not gone to Apollo.
I know everybody's been telling us to go check it out. It is, I guess, still part of the Canaveral National Seashore. It's just on the other side of it, but we have not made it there, so cannot give our review on that one, unfortunately.
But when we do have it, we will definitely get it. Yes,
when we do get a chance to actually get out there, we will. And I know there's some what stuff out in Tampa, so we haven't gotten out there yet either. So, like, don't come at us that we've, you know, not visited all. Because we know that we haven't visited them all. Like, we just haven't had the time, so.
Now, some other stuff that's been happening. After our last podcast that we did with Chris Santilli, we were invited on a podcast with Sexy Soccer Mom.
Yeah.
And we did an interview with her talking about kind of the virginities and all the drama and stuff in our life.
Yeah, it was
fun. So that was a fun one to listen to. And also, we've had two encounters recently. One was filmed. One was with our pool guy. So we had this pool company that we hired to come just kind of take care of the pool. And we've had this older guy that's usually been the one that like comes and takes care of stuff. This last week, they sent a younger guy.
They've never sent him before.
We always joked about, you know, just trying to like see if we can get somebody like that. He didn't have a fucking wedding ring or anything.
He was young.
So like, I did, like, you'll see the setup in the video that we have from it, and you can tell the setup is definitely staged. I talked to him before the setup, and we re-recorded the setup. But it was just very anonymous, on the fly. We'd never met him before.
Yeah.
And he had a big dick.
Yeah, it was pretty
It was matching mine, so.
Yeah.
You had two big dicks, and we got that one on film, that encounter. It's our latest pay-per-view that we have out.
So if you're looking for it, let me know, and I'll send it your way.
Our other encounter that we had was not filmed. It was just somebody we found on Tinder. She was super sweet. She was actually confident enough to come over and, like, spend time with our friends on a Friday night.
Vanilla-ish friends, like, yeah. They all know it is.
We don't play with them.
We don't play with them. They are not lifestyle, but they all know what we do, and we all openly talk about, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So she came over on a Friday night with our crowd and just kind of hung out, and everybody kind of trickled out one by one.
Now, I was when I matched with her, I was talking a big fucking game.
Yes.
So I don't usually do that, right? I'm confident in myself, obviously, if you can't tell. But she asked if I had a big dick, and I was like, yeah.
She was like, I'm looking for one.
And I was like, yeah, I got you. Right. I can lay it down. I didn't think she was actually going to show up.
Right. Like, this was all, like, you guys were talking, and then you were like, well, she asked what we were doing tonight, like, that night, and I said, well, we have our normal crew coming over. I was like, you're welcome. You said you're welcome to come.
Just assuming she would, like, not come.
What single woman is going to come, meet, hang out with people, like, 15-plus years older than her, and, you know, meet us for the first time? We were like, there's no way she's going to come. She showed up. So
and she was super
holy
sweet.
Holy shit.
Well, I liked her. I enjoyed hanging out with her. I had, right. You know, no qualms about it.
So, like, if she's listening, we had fun.
Yeah. But my issue was I drank a bunch of whiskey beforehand. You know, I know if I'm about to film something.
No whiskey.
Because whiskey just destroys it. So I've been talking this big game to her. Everybody left. We're kind of talking to her. And she goes, can I see some of your porn? And to me, I'm an artist. You know, some people may look at, be like, oh, you're sharing your porn. I put a lot of fucking effort into it. So if somebody wants to see it, I'm happy to show it. Happy to see that, like, get the critiques from them and be like, wow, that's so,
like,
cool.
In real life. Cause, like, you know, we always get the reviews, like, only online. So, like, it's nice to hear the feedback, like, in real time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got to show her, she got to see my dick do its thing in real life or in video, at least, and, like, kind of get that preview. And thank God she did.
Because
she wouldn't have believed it. Because my dick, she sucked my dick for a few minutes. You just decided you wanted to watch.
I just wanted to watch.
And which is cool. I love putting on a show.
I mean, it's hard work sometimes doing all the work. So sometimes I just want to sit back and enjoy the show.
I don't mind giving a show. So she's sucking my dick. And then I'm like, all right, you want to fuck? And she's like, yeah. So I throw a condom on. I'm going to town on her for maybe 2 minutes. And she's like, I'm about to come. I look down. She's about to start squirting. She's kind of doing the gush thing. And then my dick's like, nope.
It exited the building,
just went lit. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm like helicoptering, trying to bring it back to life.
We did that for like 15 minutes, like just swinging it in our faces. And we're like giggling, laughing, because we're like, what? Like, what else are you supposed to do? Like, it's so like.
So, I mean, I just embraced, like, all right, I don't think this is happening.
Call it, yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry that I could not provide you the porn star dick that was promised, but that's really just kind of what happens sometimes, right? Not every experience that we have is going to be an A+ experience.
Right.
Not.
Obviously, I'm sure she wanted A+ experience.
But
I still wanted to give the A+ experience.
But I don't think any of us were that disappointed still.
No, we still all had a good time. We all laughed.
We were laughing our asses off. We were having a good time. There was
And it wasn't like we both were like, ha ha, you can't get hard. Like, we were just like, it happened. Like, you know, we weren't like,
it is what it is. And there's nothing I could have done to prevent it other than not drink whiskey. That was
like,
I had no idea. I was drinking before I even invited her over.
Right.
So the whiskey had already done its damage.
I would say it was already there regardless of what was going
to
happen.
But thank you guys for listening to us. We'll go ahead and call this an episode for today. If you are interested in seeing the video that we had from the pool guy, definitely check it out. Or purchasing our book, make sure you go check out virginitysnatchers.com. It'll bring you right to the link for the book on the splash page. Or you can go check out Fansly. Fansly has all of our videos unlocked for $100.
It doesn't have the pool guy yet.
As soon as he is approved.
As soon as he is approved, it will be on there,
included. And of course, you can check out our OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Now, I've actually got more fans than Stephanie right now. Now, I'm not gay. I want to go ahead and say that right now. I'm not going to be queer bait or anything like that.
Preface this before, but we'll just throw it out there again.
If you want to look at the hog, it is available for viewing. And quite a bit of people are doing it thanks to TikTok and Real Men's Apparel Underwear helping me show it off. There's a little bit right here, you know, this blue underwear. But I've got a bunch of fans. If you're interested in seeing my dick in different poses, you can go check out my OnlyFans page, apparently. Never thought this would be me, by the way. I never assumed I'd be the one with more fans than Stephanie. But
give it time.
Yeah, she's coming back for me. I'm making it competitive. Thank you for listening. Now, I will tell you all, we're not going to be as consistent with these podcasts coming up. It's not going to be weekly. We're going to put these out as we get something that is worth sharing with you guys, like our experiences at the nude beach or other play experiences that we can give you guys real life lessons from. I'm not going to put things out just to put it out.
And maybe it'll get better once everybody is back in school. But until then, I guess we'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Okay. Real talk, if you've been trying to get your spouse to open up, to try something new, to even talk about what they want, and it's just not landing,
maybe she's not broken. Maybe she's just where I was a few years ago.
This is why we wrote The Awkward Couple's Guide to Getting Weird. It's not just spicy stories. It's the actual path we took to build trust, communication, and yeah, some seriously wild fun.
I was the girl who cried the first time that I got naked at a resort, who thought vibrators were terrifying, and who said no to everything until I finally felt safe enough to say yes.
If your partner's still in that place, this book might be the bridge. It's honest, it's funny, and it's full of stuff we wish we'd known sooner.
So read it together or read it yourself first. Just don't give up. Sometimes traction starts with a story that she can see herself in.
The Awkward Couple's Guide to Getting Weird. It's live on Kindle now.
Because connection doesn't start in bed. It starts in the brain.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxxx.